This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the necessity of ethics and belief. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the necessity of ethics and belief in the Islamic lifestyle. Let's start with the definition of belief. What do we mean by belief? When we say someone is a believer or he believes in something, it means that he is inclined towards something or he has submitted for something, and therefore he believes in that and he is submissive towards that. And on the other hand, obviously, when someone is inclined, when someone believes in something, obviously he has full trust on it, and therefore he follows his rest of life according to these beliefs that he has. On the other hand, we see that in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to the Prophet that, O Prophet, said to these people who came to you, tell them that you have not become believers right now. You didn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But walakin qulu aslamna. But you can say that we have become Muslims. We have accepted Islam. Therefore, the level of believing, the status of a believer is higher than a Muslim. When someone says La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he becomes a Muslim. But after that, he has to become a believer. He has to become a mu'min, which is higher than that. And therefore, there is a link. There is a connection between the ethics, the moral values, and the belief. That if we want to become a believer, we need to have this belief. Therefore, for that, it is necessary to have the ethics before that. If a person does not have an ethics and he claims to be a believer, Quran says that, tell them that you have not become a believer. You just have accepted the Islam. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of the necessity of ethics and the belief. We said that obviously when in the definition of belief it is said that it is to be inclined towards something. Therefore, that is the literal meaning. But the technical meaning is that someone accepts something with heart. And he follows it for the rest of his life. So the belief is related to the heart and to the iman that we need to have. It is related to the things that we trust, we believe, and we are sure about that. So this is the level where we need to reach. On the other hand, when people are becoming Muslim, they're just becoming a Muslim, and they need to have the iman in their qulub, in their hearts, because in the Quran, Allah said, "Qalatil a'rabu amanna." When some people came to the Prophet and they said, "Like we become the believers, we believed." "Qul lam tu'minu." Allah said, "O Prophet, tell them that you did not believe." "Walakin qulu aslamna." But you can say that you have become a Muslim. "Walamma yadkhulil iman." And the iman has not entered. Fi qulubikum, in your hearts. Therefore, there is another level which we need to gain. And that level can be gained through ethics, through moral values. When a person is having a good ethics in Islam, when he has a good ethics, he follows the moral values of Islam. He prays on time. He fasts in the month of Ramadan. He is good with the people, he gives charity, alms, he nicely talks to the people, he socializes with the people as the best person, and in the area where he lives, he is known as the most knowledgeable or the ethical person, the best person of the society. And when he fulfills all these conditions, then he becomes a mu'min. Then he gets the level of iman. And therefore, the Quran is hudan lil muttaqin, obviously, alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib. Then it comes the level where he believes in the ghaib, which is unseen. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.